Hi, I'm Andrea Hellert with the Lake Havasu Area Chamber of Commerce. The Chamber is a proud sponsor of the Havasu High School Fighting Knights football game podcast. Just like the Knights, your Chamber knows all about teamwork. It's our job to team up with each business, educating with Chamber tools, opportunities, networking, and so much more. Stop by the Chamber office or visit us online at HavasuChamber.com. Now, join me in cheering on our Havasu Fighting Knights. Go Knights!
To keep your cars or trucks looking posh, check out the new Havasu Express Car Wash. A quick new way to keep your vehicles looking bright and sheen. Have fun and get clean. Four different wash packages available to save you a buck. And oh yeah, Havasu Express Wash can even wash your dually truck. Basic washes starting at $7 or try a monthly membership deal. Unlimited monthly car washes. Now that's a steal. Free vacuum and towels to use. So come on by 108 North Lake Havasu Avenue. Give Havasu Express Car Wash a try.
Inside the train testing facility, our heating and cooling products go through endless torture tests to ensure they can run through anything. And when we say torture, we don't take it lightly. We do drop them, slam them against a wall, shake them, and then expect them to run without an extra decibel in our anechoic sound chamber. Without fail. Drop, slam, shake, silence. Drop, slam, shake, silence. And there's no end in sight. We test so it runs. Mercury Air Conditioning and Heating. Call today, 928-854-4101. That's why it's hard to stop a train.
Welcome to KNTR 980 AM, KNTRSports.com. Tonight's football game, Yuma Catholic hosting Lake Havasu. And Yuma comes in undefeated, 8-0, Havasu 3-5, but I want to let all the 980 AM listeners know that we didn't cut the Diamondbacks game off on purpose. We have high school football on 980. You can go to 94.3 FM in Lake Havasu City. That's 94.3 FM for the Diamondbacks and the Texas Rangers game one of the World Series. And, Paul, you have an update for us?
I do. 5-3 Diamondbacks in the middle of the fifth inning. It looks like Corbin Carroll and Cattell Marte doing the dirty deeds for the D-backs on the road in Arlington.
It's chaos in Texas.
Yeah,
we care
right
about.
On.
All right, so let's get back to tonight's football game. We're about 6 minutes from kickoff as we talk about Yuma Catholic, one of the premier teams in the state of Arizona, not only in 4A but also the entire state. And Havasu, Paul, last week they came out with that big win, and I tell you what, they changed some things up on offense. It really helped them out in the second half. Mm-hmm. Tyler Thompson, he came back out on offense as the quarterback, and he was able to make some big runs. Things opened up for the running games, of course. Greg have a big game, Gavin Briggs. And they took it to Marco Sinisa in Tempe, and they came out with the win last weekend. So, last week. So tonight's game may be a little bit different. Havasu, I'm sure, well aware of Yuma Catholic and what they're able to do on the field. And we're going to get ready for the national anthem here shortly, mm-hmm. and also the coin flip. We'll see who is going to receive the football tonight. So we'll take another break here from our sponsors, and we're just about 6 minutes away from kickoff from Yuma Catholic.
Howdy, Havasu. This is Marissa.
And Justin, and we're Just Meats.
At Just Meats, we're not your average butcher shop. We're what you would call artisans of flavor and masters of quality.
You won't find our meat at your local grocery store.
The picanha, Australian Wagyu, prime porterhouse, and even on occasion, A5 Japanese Wagyu ribeyes.
And that's just the start.
Just Meats.
Stop in and ask us about some awesome recipes.
And specialty house-made sausages.
Family-owned and operated, it's Just Meats. Lake Havasu City.
Hi, this is Tim Chagrou with the Chagrou family of restaurants. We have always supported Lake Havasu High School athletics, and this year is no different. We're proud to be a sponsor of Fighting Knights football, supporting the purple and gold. Following the football team and all Lake Havasu High School athletic programs is fun. Good luck this season from Barley Brothers, Legends, Mackay Cafe, Tavern 95, Javelina Cantina, Flying X Saloon, and Chagrou's Restaurant.
Hi, this is Tammy with the Law Office of Kenneth E. Moyer. Ken has been practicing law in Mojave County for over 20 years. Ken has always been a supporter of the communities he serves, and he has always been a supporter of high school athletics. Ken can assist you with personal injury, wrongful death, bankruptcy, wills, powers of attorney, business law, and real estate, including condo and homeowners associations. Call me for an appointment at 928-505-4906.
Arnold here with Bradley Chevrolet. Truck season continues. Hurry in now and choose Silverado with 0% financing and no payments for 90 days. Plus additional Bradley discounts on select new Silverados. There's no need to drive 3 hours for a fair deal. We're stocked up and motivated to move them out. Hurry in now and shop online at BradleyChevrolet.com or BradleyChevroletParker.com. Chevrolet, find new roads.
We're just about ready for high school football from Union Catholic High School, the home of the Shamrocks, on 980 AM in KNTR Sports. And we'll have the kickoff here momentarily and the coin flip prior to that. So we'll take one last break in our pregame show, and we'll be back with high school football from Union Catholic High School.
Anderson Automotive and Power Sports is proud to sponsor Lake Havasu High School football. The winning team at Anderson Automotive and Power Sports will be cheering them on. When it comes to winners, nothing beats Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Toyota, Nissan for your everyday drive. Outdoor warriors, you can't beat Can-Am, Polaris, Sea-Doo, and Yamaha. Come on down at any Anderson Automotive or Power Sports dealerships for a hassle-free buying experience with our non-commissioned sales staff. Anderson, the leaders in customer satisfaction.
Hi, I'm Andrea Hellert with the Lake Havasu Area Chamber of Commerce. The Chamber is a proud sponsor of the Havasu High School Fighting Knights football game broadcast. Just like the Knights, your Chamber knows all about teamwork. It's our job to team up with each business, educating with Chamber tools, opportunities, networking, and so much more. Stop by the Chamber office or visit us online at HavasuChamber.com. Now, join me in cheering on our Havasu Fighting Knights. Go Knights!
Hey, Arizona. We're calling BS on banking surprises. Free checking is here at Arizona Financial. Plus, get $200 cash when you open your new account. Experience the all-AZ, no BS banking revolution at Arizona Financial. Free checking with powerful tools like Zelle and built-in security features. Your financial future starts now. Get free checking and $200 cash. Visit arizonafinancial.org/free to open your free checking account. Terms and conditions apply. See arizonafinancial.org for details.
Hi, this is Tim Shagru with the Shagru family of restaurants. We have always supported Lake Havasu High School athletics, and this year is no different. We're proud to be a sponsor of Fighting Knights football, supporting the purple and gold. Following the football team and all Lake Havasu High School athletic programs is fun. Good luck this season from Barley Brothers, Legends, Mackay Cafe, Tavern 95, Javelina Cantina, Flying X Saloon, and Shagru's Restaurant.
Welcome back to Yuma Catholic, the home of the Shamrock. There's going to be a kickoff here momentarily. We're waiting for the captain's ball to get out on the field tonight and decide the coin flip. So last year, it was a great playoff game here in Yuma Catholic High School. The Knights came out with a 35-34 win. And right now, I think the Shamrocks want to get the Knights back from eliminating them. It was quite a football game. We had that on KNTR Sports. So, Paul, tonight's game, a couple of statistics that you might run by our listeners before we get to the kickoff.
Absolutely. Nash Ott is the sophomore quarterback for the Shamrocks team. And Nash Ott's quarterback rating, if this tells you anything, is 121.5. And he's played in all eight games for the Shamrocks and has a 66% completion percentage. So they... They look like they're a pretty good team in the air, and they've got, what was it, 280 points for and about 110 against.
Thereabouts, yeah.
That's a solid defense. So if you give up 110 points in eight games, you're doing pretty well on D. So the running game, haven't really had a chance to take a look at it, but it looks like they spread the wealth pretty well between the junior Hancock, Ott, he likes to take off on the run quite a bit, but looks like Ford, the senior, He's got 82 carries, 697 yards on the air. He's their leading back. And he's also got, get this, Steve, 12 touchdowns this year in 8 games. So I have a feeling we're going to be calling number 24's name quite a bit. That's the last name of Ford. So Tate Ford is his name. And he is a senior, 6 foot, 205 pound. Also plays linebacker on defense when he gets a chance.
I see. Okay. All right. Here come the Shamrocks off the field, their captains, and Havasu, their captains on the other sideline. And we will be having the kickoff here momentarily on KNTR Sports. Once again, the Shamrocks come in undefeated. Havasu, they come in
3-5.
3-5, thank you.
Right.
That.
So it looks like a pretty balanced attack from these guys passing. They've got 18 receiving touchdowns and 17 total on the ground. So this is a pretty balanced attack from this team. And state rankings-wise, you've got Yuma Catholic sitting in the 4A at number 2 behind Canyon Del Oro. The top 5 is Canyon Del Oro, Yuma Catholic, Northwest Christian, who Havasu's already faced, Micah Mountain of Tucson, and Eastmark of Mesa. Havasu all the way down at number 24. They're about 8 slots out from actually making a bid into the state playoffs. So Havasu's got their work cut out for them today, that's for sure.
All right, so the Fighting Knights, they are going to kick off to the Shamrocks. Kicking for Lake Havasu is number 99, Frazier Molyneux, and he's done a great job for Havasu this season, and he's ready to tee the ball up. And we'll get you some numbers and names for the Shamrocks as they're ready to receive this football. Just about underway from Yuma Catholic High School. Friday night's football on KNTR 980 AM and KNTR Sports. Molyneux ready to go, waiting for the whistle from the referee, and here we go. We're underway, and the ball is kicked on a squib, and it's going to be fielded at the 11-yard line across the 20-25. And some open space on the near side of the field is number 9 of the Shamrocks, excuse me, number 8, and he's going to take it into the house there, Paul.
That's junior Hunter Hancock. Normally plays running back, but he took that one all the way to the house. Got a comment on the end zone, Steve. They don't say Shamrocks in the end zone. It just says Rocks. That's not a good sign.
So Havasu, which has done a really good job this season on special teams, they have on their kickoff teams, their kickoff return, punt team, punt return. They've done a great job on extra points, and it's quite a shock here at the home of the Shamrocks. They run it in for the score. So right away, Yuma Catholic up by a score of 6-0, and with just 13 seconds into the football game, extra point attempt coming up for Yuma Catholic here momentarily. And the snap is a good one. The kick is up, and it's high enough, and it's deep enough, and it is good enough. And we'll be back in 30 seconds. Right now, Yuma Catholic, 7, Havasu, nothing. The Knights to get the football.
Traditional central air units tend to gobble down energy like it's open season in a Chinese buffet. Salmon's Air Conditioning's ductless split systems will squash that energy monster, leaving you with a quieter, more pleasant energy bill. With Salmon's Air Conditioning, you can experience cooling and heating like never before, avoiding those catastrophic repair bills with a ductless split system. Efficiency, savings, tranquility in your ears. Salmon's Air Conditioning's ductless split system. Visit salmonsac.com today.
Welcome back to Friday Night Football on KNTR Sports 980 AM. A quick score for Yuma Catholic. 7-0 is our score, just underway in the game. 11:47 to go here in the first quarter. Gavin Briggs, number 4, ready to receive the kickoff. He is standing at his own 4-yard line. Havasu will wrap up the regular season at home next week, Paul. They'll host Buckeye.
Excellent. So we know there's 13 seconds gone off the clock right now. It starts at 12, right? 12 minutes?
Yes, it does.
So I would say Hancock ran the 90 yards in about 13 seconds.
And he was not just moving north to south. He made a couple of east and west moves to get out in open space.
Right.
It's going to be an onside kick, and it's going to go out of bounds, which is great news for the Fighting Knights because they're going to get the football in great field position. So the onside kick did not work for the Shamrocks, and the Knights are going to get the ball at their own 40-yard line. So Havasu, great field position, ready to start their first offensive series of the evening. And, Paul, I haven't asked Coach Thompson. We had him on the amateurs at the beginning of the week. What they're going to do, Halo Jump has seen a lot of quarterback action recently. And then Tyler Thompson came in last week in the second half and opened things up. And it looks like number 10, Halo Jump, will start at quarterback. Number 2, Tyler Thompson, wide receiver, split out to the right. And number 1, Justin Taylor, comes to our side of the field, Paul. Number 1 is spread out to the left. And it's going to be Gavin Briggs, number 4, the lone setback to Halo Jump's left, jumping the gun at his own 40-yard line, gets a snap, looking to throw the ball on first down. He's going to go deep for Tyler Thompson, why not? And it's an incomplete pass, good coverage by the defensive backfield of the Shamrocks. And I like it, though. I like they came out and came out aggressive.
Yeah, I like it. And Jump got rid of the ball just in time. They had that 4-3 defense stack. And coming in, the pocket was just collapsing, but Jump looked like he knew what to do and got rid of that ball. Just too bad Thompson couldn't bring it in.
It's going to bring up second down for the Friday night, second down and 10. And the Knights ready for the snap. Jump in the gun. Has motion with AAA coming to the near side of the field. Jump again gets the snap, and he's going to take it himself. Briggs trying to block, and Jump is going to be tackled, and he coughs up the ball. And into the end zone, number 44 of the Shamrocks. So things haven't started out very well for the Fighting Knights. Jump under a lot of pressure. Tried to run the ball off of left tackle. Couldn't go anywhere. And the ball is fumbled, and the Shamrocks come up with the football and put it into the end zone. And right now, 13-0 in favor of Yuma Catholic.
Yeah, they didn't just come up with the ball, Steve. Rocky Stallworth stripped it. The ball didn't even hit the ground. Yeah, as soon as Jump turned, he ran right into Stallworth. Stallworth strips it, takes it to the house.
So on the defensive end, Shamrocks get the score, and the extra point attempt is good. And right now that makes our score 14-0 in favor of Yuma Catholic.
So far, Yuma Catholic's kicker has touched the ball more than their quarterback. 14-0 Shamrock, and 11:32 left here in the first quarter. I think, Steve, this Notre Dame fight song that Yuma Catholic likes to play so much on the PA, I have a feeling we're going to hear it either quite a few times, and we're going to get really sick.
I have a little bit of faith, Paul. A little bit of faith.
Just
we have an update on the Diamondbacks score.
Oh, man, I knew you were going to go there. Still 5-3. It's now top of the sixth inning.
All right, D-backs in front. Hey, one of our new sponsors for Friday Night Football is Just for Fun Power Sports. And right now you could go by Just for Fun Power Sports on the south side of Lake Havasu and enter to win, no purchase necessary, but you can win a 2024 G3 fishing boat with a bear trailer, retail value of $4,000. So if you want to get in on that drawing, once again, just stop by, no purchase necessary, don't have to be present to win, Just for Fun Power Sports giving away a $4,000 fishing boat. All right, we have a kickoff from the Shamrocks, and the ball is going to go inside the 10, goes out of bounds once again. So a couple of kicks by the Shamrocks. Once again, the ball comes out to the 45-yard line, and the Havasu Knights, again, the offense in good field position as they take over the ball, second possession offensively for the game so far.
Right, back to the Diamondbacks. So Gallen in their five solid innings with three runs given up. So so far, so good, 5-3 Diamondbacks.
All right, that bullpen's going to come into play here pretty soon.
They're going to nail it down.
That bullpen that's been doing outstanding throughout the playoffs. Okay, so let's get this thing moving. Havasu's offense out on the field. Halo Jump in the gun. And Jump gets the snap. And it's going to be Briggs, who has a lot of room. And Gavin Briggs, if he gets an open space, he's extremely difficult to bring down. He's inside Shamrock territory, Paul, at the 46-yard line. So Briggs picks up the first down, moves the ball into Shamrock territory. and we have whistles on the field.
The beautiful 19-yard run by Briggs flashed through the defense. I mean, he probably broke two or three tackles on the way. I haven't seen him run yet, but it is impressive, especially consider who they lost, you know, last year, who didn't come back this year. He graduated, Isaac Stopke.
Yeah.
But that was very similar to a Stopke type run.
He does. He has the same similarities. He doesn't have the size, of course, but he has the breakaway speed, and he is tenacious when it comes to running the football. He will take on any defender, and we're going to sort this penalty out for you. It appears it's going to be against Havasu, the way that the referees are moving. Let's see what the indication is. 11:25 to go in the first quarter. It's going to be holding against the offense. Oh, nope, the referees got it wrong. Oh, they have offsetting penalties. Okay.
Looks like
it's going to be a personal foul against the Shamrocks. And they're going to march that ball off. And it's going to be placed at the 40-yard line of Yuma Catholic. Okay, so that's what we got out of the officials. A little confusing at first, but it ended up being a personal foul, 15-yard penalty, and the 40-yard line of Yuma Catholic, and Halo jumping the gun, standing at the Shamrock 45-yard line. He's got three receivers out to his right, and Briggs is going to get the ball again. Gavin Briggs making some positive yards down inside the 40 to the 37-yard line. So nice little pickup by Briggs, 3 yards. Going to bring up second down and 7 for the Knights.
Looks like they're in a hurry-up offense.
It's worked well for them this season. The hurry-up has done really well for the offense. It kind of gets them in rhythm, and that's
right.
One of the things I do believe we talked about with Coach Carl Thompson throughout the season is getting the offense in rhythm, and right now we're seeing some of that.
Oh, we've got an equipment adjustment, a little stoppage, and the referee says play on. Here we go.
Okay, Twins to the left, Twins to the right of Halo Jump. Gavin Briggs is the lone running back. He's off to Jump's left-hand side, Jump in the gun at the 43-yard line of Yuma Catholic, and he's going to throw the ball. He's going to man open, and that's going to be enough for a first down, and I do believe that's number 3, Norlander, with the catch. And he does a great job bringing the ball in. It's Lockman, number 3 is Lockman. And it's going to be first down, Havasu.
Almost a sidearm throw there by Jump. Little screen pass and good play by Lockman getting it down. It looks like inside the 25-yard line, down to the 23.
First down for the Friday Knights, the ball at the 23-yard line of the Shamrocks. Jump gets the snap, rolls to his right, his little screen pass out to Briggs. He's got some space on the far side of the field, cuts up, and he is finally brought down after a gain of a couple of yards. Hard running by number 4, Gavin Briggs. But positive yards, it's going to bring up second down for the Knights, 8 yards to go with just over 10 minutes to go here in the first quarter.
Yeah, really good pursuit by those linebackers, though. They closed off the edge. Briggs just couldn't turn the corner. But solid running by Briggs for sure.
Second down now for Havasu. 3 receivers out to Halo Jump's left. Got Lockman, AAA, and Justin Taylor on the far side of the field. Now Jump comes over to the sideline, and Tyler Thompson's going to come in, number 2.
Huh.
To replace him. I don't know if it's something the coach did or on purpose or if there's an equipment issue. With Jump, they look like they're going over to get something out of the equipment bag. But Tyler Thompson, number 2, is at the quarterback position now for Havasu in the gun, and it's going to be Briggs let's see if Andrade, number 24, maybe the ball carrier?
Yes.
Andrade, number 24, gets the carry, and he gets a couple of yards, so it's a manageable third down for Havasu.
Yeah, for sure, 3rd and 5. Looks like Jump had an equipment issue with his wrist, where they call the plays, maybe. That was a mouthpiece, Coach tells us up here.
Okay.
There's a mouthpiece issue.
So Thompson stays in at quarterback on 3rd down and 5. So nice pickup for a first down, get them closer to the end zone. Thompson's going to throw the ball. He's going to man open, and it is caught by number 12, and that is Ryder Spencer, and first down Friday night.
Spencer, the senior, had to dig for it, but he got it, and a nice catch. Now they got a first down. Looks like it's a 1st and goal from the 10. Would that still be a first and goal?
Depending on
where they spot it, right?
Yeah, that's first and goal.
Pretty good showing so far from the defense, even though they're down 14-0 with a little over 8:20 on the clock.
Jump comes in back at quarterback. Three receivers out to his left. Andrade, the running back number 24, and he is going nowhere. Nice defensive stop by the Shamrocks. So that brings second down and goal for the Knights.
Yeah, it looks like a loss of about maybe half a yard, judging by the side judge. And do we have a timeout on the field?
No.
Oh, we've got a flag.
Flag. It's over here. We can't hardly see it from up top.
Right.
But it's on our far left by the end zone, about the 5-4 yard line. And they're going over to talk to Coach Thompson about what he wants to do with the penalty. No indication yet from the officials.
I've been meaning to ask you about this top of the press box thing. Is that because I'm on the trip and not Billy or what?
Yeah, it's probably true.
It's against Abbasu, but it's the
guy. No, they're both offsetting
penalties. I see.
There are penalties on both squads offsetting. So it's going to bring up second down and goal from about the 11-yard line of the Shamrocks. 8:04 to go here in the first quarter. 14-0 our score. Yuma Catholic over Havasu. Halo jump at quarterback. Briggs back in the game at running back. And jump's going to go for the end zone. And this is going to be intercepted.
Yep.
Intercepted in the end zone. That's a touchback. So the Havasu offense doing a good job moving the ball down. I think jump kind of forced that into a situation where it was a good defense and the interception, and now the Shamrocks will get the ball first down from their own 20-yard line.
Well, he never looked off the receiver. He saw him the whole way, put the ball up, so the defensive back knew right where the ball was going. It was one-on-one coverage, and an easy pick in the end zone. That's just, it is what it is.
Yeah, and, you know, it's one of those situations where, you know, the coaches are going to talk to Jump about that. And, you know, he's a sophomore,
right,
and he's only started a few games this season, so we'll see what happens. It's going to be first down for the Shamrocks.
It's the first time the quarterback touched the ball.
Yeah, it is. And it's going to be handed off to their running back, number 44, the ball carrier on that. And he's also the one with the strip touchdown. That's Rocky Stallworth, okay?
Right.
And then their quarterback for the Shamrocks is
it should be Nash Ott.
Yeah, it is Nash Ott, but I don't know if he was the quarterback. I see him now. Number 11 is in the game.
It's a straight formation.
Ott. He's a sophomore, 5'10", and Ott ready for the snap. Second down for the Shamrock. Second down and 7, and it's going to be a fake handoff, and he's going to look downfield. He's got a man wide open, and he overthrows the ball.
Sure did.
The closest player was a Havasu defensive back, and that would be number 1, Justin Taylor. So incomplete pass. Ott looking to throw the football out to number 44, and
that's Stallworth again.
Stallworth one more time, yeah.
He was open, wide open. It would have had it been caught, would have gone to the house, but he just simply overthrew him. And Stallworth at the Shamrock at midfield when it was overthrown, but there was no way he was going to get that ball.
That's going to bring up third down now for the Shamrocks. Ott in the gun at his own 19-yard line, gets a snap, and it's going to be a run option. And Stallworth, the ball carrier, number 44, and Havasu's defense doing a great job stopping the Shamrock offense. And now the punting unit's going to come on for Yuma Catholic.
That was just a simple option with a shovel forward, and Havasu's kind
they
of
read it
the whole way.
They read it perfectly.
Yeah, fourth down and 5. So, yeah, Havasu holding solid on D. Excitement in the Diamondbacks game. Ryan Thompson's in with the sidearm. So still a 5-3 lead by the Snakes.
So everything is going to plan for Tori Lovello's club right
We're
now.
At a Catholic high school, so we'll just put our hands together.
They're going to do a fake punt,
and
it's going to be an incomplete pass. And Havasu is going to get great field position. Good job by the Havasu defense. They didn't fall for that one bit.
You know, why not, though? You got a 14-0 lead. Yuma Catholic does. Why not? Why not try to play like that? And they kept him out of the end zone the first time. So, but fortunately for Havasu, it's going to be what? First and 10 from the 26 yard line.
So Havasu has great field possession again. This is something they need to capitalize on. I mean, we talked about the kicks going out of bounds.
Right. Right.
And they started one time at the 45, the other time at the 35. Now they're deep inside Shamrock territory at the 26-yard line, and it's first and 10 for the Fighting Knights. Halo Jump drops back into the gun. Briggs, the running back, jump looks like he's going to pass the ball, and he's got a man. It's Tyler Thompson open, and it's going to be caught in a touchdown. So Havasu comes roaring back, and on the first play after the fake punt attempt by the Shamrocks, Havasu's offense put 6 points on the board.
It looked like the defensive back either fell or misjudged on the coverage.
Yeah.
But Thompson just cut inside, and there was the ball waiting for him.
Nice pass by Halo Jump. In great hands by Tyler.
That was a nice pass, 26 yards.
That extra punt attempt is up, and it is good. So right now we have a 14-7 game. We'll be back from Yuma Catholic.
Bradley Ford exemplifies Ford Tough. It's all about rugged capability, outstanding performance, and dependability of Ford trucks. Whether it's hauling a big load or getting you to a job site, count on the lineup of versatile, hardworking Ford trucks to work overtime and get the job done. Hi, this is Bill Cunier, General Manager of Bradley Ford. See our family of Ford trucks from the Super Duty models to America's truck, the F-150. Bradley Ford has the truck for you. Stop by the dealership or see us online at BradleyFord.com.
Neat Pool and Supply has the inventory for you to create your peaceful space right in your own backyard. If you are looking for legendary quality and performance, take a look at Hot Spring Spas. They offer unparalleled massage, worry-free water care, and industry-leading energy efficiency. You'll emerge feeling better mentally, physically, and emotionally. Explore Hot Spring Spas' unique combination of style, features, and price, and you'll find the hot tub that is just right for you. At Neat Pool and Supply on Scott Drive in Lake Havasu or online at neatpool.com.
The Havasu kickoff, it goes into the end zone, fair catch, and it's going to be a touchback. So Yuma Catholic will come out, and they'll have the ball at their own 20-yard line. So, you know, Havasu doing a really good job. I mean, if you think about it, the turnovers that they had going in for a touchdown for Yuma Catholic and also the initial kickoff of the football game that was run back, I mean, two anomalies.
Right.
And, you know, Havasu's right in this football game.
Yeah, and it shows a lot of character staying in the game like this with only a 7-point deficit when, you had easily, you could easily get down on yourselves being down 14-0 the way they scored, the way Yuma Catholic scored.
Okay, Ott gets the snap.
Uh-oh.
And we have a run up the middle, and the ball carrier, number 24, that's Tate Ford, is the ball carrier for Yuma Catholic. And he gains enough for the first down. That's going to move the chains, Paul.
Yeah, that's exactly what we talked about in the pregame. 12 touchdowns this season in 8 games. So Ford is probably going to be the workhorse tonight for the Shamrocks.
A little breezy up here trying to get our papers under control.
That's when you use your phone, use your drinks, use your car keys, use everything you can, right?
And if you have rocks around.
Yeah, right.
We're in the desert.
There you go.
5:50 to go in here in the first quarter. And the pitch is off the stalwart. He's got a lot of room on the far side of the field. And he rumbles, and he's going to get a first down. That's going to take the ball out to the 44-yard line of Yuma Catholic. So Havasu's defense getting a little pushed back right now. They need to stop this run attack. So far on this possession, it's been very effective for Yuma Catholic.
Yeah, it looks like Ford's coming out now, fortunately, for Havasu. And,
Ott in the gun.
Ott, yeah.
He's at the Shamrock 39-yard line. Bunch formation. Snap comes to Ott, and he cannot handle the snap, and the ball is loose. And Ott is able to fall on the ball. Otherwise, that would have been a great opportunity for the Fighting Knights.
That's a 13-yard loss for the Shamrocks. That one was I don't know if it was missnapped or mishandled, but it just went out of Voss' hands.
It did. It wasn't a bad snap. It was a little high, but he wasn't able to control the ball. So that's going to bring up second down and 13 yards to go. The first down marker, by the way, is inside Havasu territory at the Knights 46-yard line. Meanwhile, second down, Ott in the gun at his own 26. And it's going to be a handoff. And it's going to be number 8, the ball carrier.
That's Hunter Hancock.
And he only gains a couple of yards.
Right, right. He got a little chunk back, but, yeah, far short of the original line of scrimmage at the 39-yard line. They're sitting at the, they're at the 34 now, and they need to get to the 46
yeah,
for a first down. So they got a ways to go.
And it looks like we have an official timeout. Oh, now they're going to bring the teams back. Both teams are kind of heading to the sidelines. The officials got things straightened out, blowing the whistle, winding the clock. Just under 4 minutes to go here in the first quarter from Yuma Catholic High School. Our score 14-7, Shamrocks out in front of the Knights. Passing situation, you would think, for the Shamrocks. They got three receivers out to Ott's right, single receiver out to his left, gets the snap, and it's a little screen pass, and a little slant, actually, and it's still on his feet.
Oh, boy.
And this could be trouble for the Knights. And going into the end zone, it is a touchdown.
That's number 8, Hunter Hancock.
You know, it looked like he was going to throw a little bullet screen, but actually he ran a slant route and was able to get the ball and then scamper all the way into the end zone, and now a 20-7 lead, Yuma Catholic over Havasu. So it's been the big plays, the turnover, that's really attributed to all the scores of Yuma Catholic.
It was a really interesting call on a 3rd and forever. You know, that there's your point right there. They scored on a very long 3rd, and I think it was 3rd and 22. So, yeah, Yuma Catholic going to try the extra point here now, 20-7. And the Fighting Knights, a low kick, but it's up. It's good. 21-7 Shamrocks with 3:38 left in the first quarter. And listen to this. Boom, we got fireworks.
Yeah, fireworks
from Yuma.
How about any fireworks in Texas?
Not yet. Not yet. We still got Thompson on the mound. Looks like there's a break. I'm not sure if it's a pitching change or what, but we'll definitely keep an eye on it.
Hey, we'd like to recognize some of our sponsors for Friday Night Football. Anderson Auto and Power Sports, the Arizona Financial Credit Union, Havasu Express Car Wash, they're a brand new sponsor. They can do dualies. They're located off of Lake Havasu Avenue. Great little car wash for you.
I love those guys.
Havasu Pest Control, been with us for a long time, serving the Havasu area since 1972. Just Meet, they're a brand new sponsor. Lake Havasu Area Chamber of Commerce, the law offices of Kenneth E. Moyer, Martin Swanee Auto, Paradise Auto, Mercury Air Conditioning, how about Mojave Community College, James German and the guys.
Yeah, you bet.
The Shagrew Family Restaurant, Tire Man, and Simmons Air Conditioning, and last but not least, Bradley Ford and Bradley Chevrolet. I want to thank all those sponsors of Friday Night Football. And also, Neat Pool and Supply, they're one of our new sponsors, along with Just for Fun Power Sports.
Yeah, the good mix of the old and the new when it comes to sponsors, especially you're looking at Tire Man and the new.
Yeah, a little short kick. Havasu is going to do a great job coming up and fielding that ball for the Fighting Knights. It's number 21, Luke Johnson, and Havasu is going to have the ball at about their own 40-yard line. So, once again, great starting field position for Havasu.
Interesting to see if Coach Thompson pulls something, you know, a little trick play going on. I think he's kind of known for that. I know he's known to go for it on fourth down all the time.
What
about trick play?
No
risk it, no biscuit. There you go.
That's Carl Thompson.
All right.
So Havasu, they move the ball back to the 39. So once again, a good field position for Havasu. Just over 3:30 to go here in the first quarter. 21-7 is our score. Yuma Catholic out in front of Havasu. Jump in the gun. He's got two receivers to his right, to his left. Norlander in motion. AAA in motion. And it's going to be a handoff. And Gavin Briggs goes nowhere. In fact, they might back him up a little bit. We'll see where the forward progress is going to be.
Not right at the, right almost at the 40-yard line. So a little pickup for Gavin Briggs, number four. Good effort by him, but it's going to bring up second down and long for the Knights. Justin Taylor out to jumps left. Three receivers off to his right. Waiting for the snap. He gets it, drops back, looking to pass. He's under some pressure, and Halo Jump protecting the football and going down. That's a good play for Halo Jump, not to try to make something out of that. That was not going to go anywhere, and he protected the football. So at least Havasu will have an opportunity on third down.
Little surprised you didn't see a late hit penalty or anything
like
that.
I was thinking the same thing.
You know, number 44, Stallworth, right.
Yeah, after the play was done and lowered his body on Halo Jump, but no flags. So it's going to be third down, and let's call it a 10. Ball back at the original line of scrimmage. Jump gets the snap, rolls to his right, looking to throw downfield, and he's got a man open.
Oh.
Triple A, the intended receiver, number 5, and it is incomplete. So you have a fourth down situation, and Halo Jump is also the punter for the Fighting Knights. Uh-huh. Does a great job punting the football for Havasu.
Was a nice pass running to his right-hand side, but just put a little bit too much on it. But that'll get better as he goes forward. You know, he's only a sophomore.
That is true.
He does look good at quarterback, though.
He's got all the tools, that's for certain.
I'm a little surprised to see Coach Thompson punting.
Oh, no. He's gonna punt this ball. Jump, it's a low punt. It goes down to the 25-yard line. And coming up and making a great tackle for the Knights, number 32, Paul.
Ethan Adler.
Yeah,
great job.
Great
Adler.
Job. And there's a flag on the field. And usually that is a holding situation.
Punt, I was thinking of an illegal block in the back.
We'll see. Maybe either one. They're pointing towards the punting team. So let's see what the official has to say. They talk a lot, and which is fine, and now we get it. So it's going to be holding against the Shamrocks. So that's going to move the ball back 10 yards. So UMA Catholic coming in at 8-0. Yeah, they got a 14-point lead, but Havasu giving all they can handle right now here in the first quarter.
They really are. And we thought driving down, we were talking about this, that UMA Catholic might put in their second string possibly just to give the starters a rest. But no, Havasu's holding their own against the starters.
They are doing
tonight.
A great job. So you really can't, you know, take what's on paper for granted. That's for certain, especially right now. So the Knights defense back out on the field. And UMA Catholic, after that penalty, Paul, that takes them back to their own 15-yard line.
Yeah, right. First and 10 from the 15.
And we get that confirmation from the PA announcer. So here we go, first and 10. Odd under center. Gets the snap. Going to be handed off. Ball carrier on the far side of the field. That looks like Stallworth number 44. Nope, it's number 24. No? Let's see if we get a number on that. It is number 24, the ball carrier. That's Ford.
24 is Tate Ford. He gets most of the carries, but
here comes number 44, Stallworth, into the game now.
Another good tackle by Adler, because had he not made that tackle, that might have gone to the house.
Yeah, big play opportunities for UMA Catholic so far in this football game. Havasu's defense trying to keep them under control right now. The ball at the 45-yard line, first down for UMA Catholic. And their quarterback in the shotgun position, and that's Nash Ott. And he's looking to throw the ball. He's got a man open down in the center of the field, and it's caught. And still on his feet, breaking tackles, looking to go to the end zone. It's going to be a touchdown. That's number 2 for the Shamrocks,
Sir Stokes. Sir is his first name. Sir Stokes.
Maybe his parents were Stevie Wonder fans.
Possibly.
Could be.
Possibly.
Yeah, never know.
But he made that whole thing happen. He kind of anticipated that Havasu was going to overrun the play, which they did, paused, hesitated there at about the 15-yard line, and then just ran it in, and, another UMA Catholic touchdown. Now 27-7, Shamrocks.
Another big play.
Really was.
It's not like they're marching the ball down the field offensively. They're looking for opportunities, the big play opportunities, and so far it's been working out for UMass Catholic. The extra point attempt was 1:23 to go in the first quarter. The snap is good. The kick is up, and it's blocked.
Nice.
Havasu does a good job blocking the football. So right now our score sits at 27-7. UMass Catholic over Havasu. We'll be back in 30.
Hi, everybody. It's Mark with Just for Fun Power Sports on the South Side. If anybody ever asks, the answer is yes. Anyone can sell a boat. The trick is finding a dealer that you can trust to take care of you before, during, and after the sale. Before and during the sale simply means finding a dealer that does not try to charge you too much for your new boat, a dealer that doesn't mark up the rates that the banks are charging for boat financing, and a dealer that wants you to refer them to your friends and other boaters that you meet on the water. We chose the Suncatcher brand of pontoons because they help us with the all-important after-the-sale relationship. The quality features and performance are built into the Suncatcher pontoon product. Their support of you, the owner of a Suncatcher pontoon or tritune, makes our job easy. You'll never be disappointed in your decision to join the Just for Fun Power Sports and Suncatcher family of boaters. Come have a look at Just for Fun Power Sports just south of Baptist. Family owned and truly value priced.
Family owned and value priced. Just for fun, just for fun, just for fun.
Okay.
Wow.
Ozzy's in the
Was that right on cue?
He's in the house.
And we're not even in New England. Holy cow.
All right, here we go. UMass Catholic ready to kick off to Havasu. Briggs, number four, at his own 8-yard line. And it's going to be a short kick, and it's going to be fielded by number 23. And you know what? UMass Catholic trying to cause the turnovers on these kickoffs. And the Havasu kickoff return team is doing a great job.
Yeah, not too bad. I mean, good hands there. I thought it was 83, Brody.
Yeah, 83.
Brody Livermore.
Yeah.
On that one. So it looks like Havasu is going to start at,
once again,
their own 44-yard line. So there you go. I was going to say that missed extra point. Hey, you never know. It's 27-7, but, you know, I've seen a lot worse circumstances where that missed extra point really made a difference in the end. So,
all right, update for you for the Diamondbacks. It's the bottom of the seventh, no outs. Arizona's still on top by a score of 5-3.
See that, for those of you who lost faith in July, unlike me,
I don't
the Diamondbacks,
hear. I don't want to hear.
Winning game one right now.
Halo jump in the gun, and at his own 39-yard line. Havasu down by a score of 27-7. And Tyler Thompson, number two. And you know what? If he gets out in open traffic, he is going to be gone. But he's finally tackled inside the 40-yard line, down to the 38-yard line of the Shamrocks. One thing about Tyler Thompson, Paul, I'm sure you've heard some of the other broadcasts, outstanding speed.
Yes.
And once he gets that open space, there's very few defensive players that can track him down.
Well, it's funny though, he caught the ball at the 50, kind of stopped and said, I can't believe I'm this far wide open. But then he got the ball down to the
nice play
38-yard line. Excellent.
First down for Havasu. Jump rolling out to his right. He's going to pitch the ball to Briggs. And UMass Catholic not fooled at all on that play. And, in fact, that's going to be a yard or two loss for Havasu. And it brings up second down and 11 yards to go.
Yeah, kind of as a general rule, I would say, that this is kind of my pet peeve when I was playing soccer anyway. If the guy was 2 feet away from you, don't pass it to him. Just take it yourself. So he probably could have used him as a blocker instead of as a receiver.
So it's second down now for the Fighting Knights. Three receivers out to jumps left. Number three, Lockman. Got Tyler Thompson in the slot, and the wideout is number one, Justin Taylor. Jump looking to throw the ball again. He's under pressure, and he gets it away, and a smart move, throws it out of bounds. Doesn't take the loss, not an interception. That was a good heads-up play by the sophomore throwing that ball out of bounds.
Really was, as he was being pursued by the linebacker. Looks like it was number 33, Hayden Beck, for the Shamrocks. He had some time, and then Beck just kind of came off the edge and on the pursuit there. But, yeah, smart play, getting rid of the ball.
Yeah, it's a no-win situation. So Havasu now with third down, 11 yards to pick up the first down. There's just 8 seconds to go here in the quarter after the incomplete pass, and Briggs going to run the ball up the middle and off to the left. he goes and picks up additional yardage down inside the 35 to the 34-yard line. So it's going to be up third down into the first quarter here from Yuma Catholic High School. Our score, the Shamrocks 27, the Knights trailing by 20. They have a score of 7, and we'll be back after the break.
Hi, football fans. Did you know MCC is ranked one of the best community colleges in America? And they want to help our high school students earn free and discounted college credits. We're talking college credits that transfer to universities, including the University of Arizona, ASU, and NAU. And MCC can also help you with career advancement. Check out all the healthcare, trade school programs, and degree options they have. It's online at Mojave.edu. That's Mojave.edu.